This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
تبارك الله exalted be the name of Allah the majestic the most high we put our trust in him and upon him do we rely he revealed to us his speech whose recitation with our voices we beautify and he gave to us a sharia that we strive to live by may salat and salam be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to whose prophethood we all testify Know, dear brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be conscious of Him when He says in the Qur'an, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Dear Muslims, of the most important characteristics of Iman and faith is that of Sidq. Sidq, which means honesty and truthfulness, that Allah Azza wa Jal has used it to describe Himself. قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهِ صَدَقَ اللَّهِ Allah Azza wa Jal is characterized with صدق. And our prophets of old, the previous prophets and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have been described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. He was a Nabi and he was صِدِّيق. And the greatest of the greatest Sahabi, Abu Bakr, is called what? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran that the righteous are four categories. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Those whom Allah has blessed are the prophets and the siddiqeen and the martyrs and the righteous. The siddiq occupies a status even higher than that of the martyr. And that is why Abu Bakr is a Siddiq and he passed away in his bed. And Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum, they all died as shuhada. The Siddiq has the highest level of a non-prophet. So what is Siddiq? And how can we achieve Siddiq? Ibn al-Qayyim mentions that Siddiq is of many categories. And we will mention four of them in today's khutbah. The first of them, the lowest level, is to have صدق in the heart when you say the kalima. As our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قال لا إله إلا الله صدقا من قلبه or صادقا من قلبه دخل الجنة. Whoever says لا إله إلا الله while his heart has صدق, which means he says it honestly. He says it knowing it to be true. He says it believing it. So to say the kalima with صدق is a necessary requirement to get into Jannah. And that is the lowest level. Your iman begins with the kalima of Sidq. That's the lowest level, the Sidq of the heart. The second level, the Sidq of the lisan, the Sidq of the tongue. And what that means is, you must speak the truth no matter what. No matter how awkward the situation, no matter how difficult the circumstance, no matter how embarrassing the reality, when you speak, it must be the truth. وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعْدِلُوا When you speak, you're going to speak that which is the honest truth. So this is the second level, is that your tongue is going to be the tongue of صدق. The third level is that your amal, your actions, will be actions of صدق. And that means that all that you do externally will be in harmony with what you believe internally. Your actions will honestly portray your inner beliefs. Your actions will not be hypocritical. Your actions will not belie what you claim with your tongue that I'm a believer, with your tongue that I submit to Allah. So your actions will also submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the third category is the sidq of the outer reality of actions. And the highest level of sidq and the most difficult is the sidq of one's consciousness, of one's psyche. You can also say this is the equivalent of ihsan, in which we are constantly cognizant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. So these are the four levels of sidq, and we work our way from the bottom to the top. Inshallah, all of us in this audience, without exception, we have the lowest level of sidq, or else we wouldn't be here. We have sidq when we say la ilaha illallah. We believe in the kalima. We are honest to Allah that we are Muslims for His sake. That's the lowest level. Then we work our way up. The sidq of the tongue. We try to make sure everything we say is the honest truth. We are true and sincere. The third level, the sidq of our actions. We conform our actions to our speech. And the fourth level, the sidq of our psychology, of our psyche, of our consciousness, of our soul, in that we are all constantly aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Notice how our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam linked all of piety to being honest. And he linked Jannah to piety. Notice how honesty is the key to everything else. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, he said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ I command you to have صدق. I command you to be honest and sincere. I command you to be truthful. He mentioned one thing. What does this one thing do? Because sidq leads to piety. And piety leads to Jannah. Notice how quickly the equation became bigger. Out of all of the characteristics that he could have told us to concentrate on, he mentioned one. I command you to be honest. I command you to have sidq. Why? Because sidq leads a person to all of piety. It is the key. It is the door. When you enter through honesty, when you enter through speaking the truth, the rest of all of the actions and the akhlaq are going to follow. And when the other actions and akhlaq follow, what's going to happen? Jannah is going to come after that. So notice this simple, beautiful hadith. I command you to have sidq. Because sidq leads to all types of piety, and piety leads to Jannah. And a person consciously tries to be sadiq. This is a beautiful hadith, it goes on. A person, yataharra sidq, means he's always monitoring, am I truthful or not? He's always monitoring, am I saying that which is correct or not? Until finally, because of his monitoring, Allah will write him amongst the siddiqeen. Subhanallah, what a beautiful hadith. You just have to try. You just have to exert your effort. You just have to always be monitoring. You're trying to be truthful until finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write him amongst the siddiqeen. Also, we learn in the Quran, as Ibn Qayyim also mentions, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised sidq in every level of our lives and even the next life. And the prophets of Allah would pray to Allah for aspects of sidq. For example, Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to Allah, waj'alli lisana sidqin fil akhirin. Oh Allah, grant me the lisan of sidq, the tongue of honesty. What does this mean? Ibn Qayyim says, it means Ibrahim wanted a reputation of honesty in later generations. Everybody should know Ibrahim was an upright, honest man, and he wanted that reputation to be granted by Allah. This is the lisanu sidqin. This is your prestige, your honor. It is based upon your sidq. Our Prophet is commanded in the Quran, level number two. So number one, again, lisan here. The second level in the Quran, again, our Prophet is commanded, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ. Say, Ya Rasulullah, make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, grant me in and out that is always upon sidq. Mukhraja and mudkhala. Wherever I go, Ya Allah, wherever I sit and stand, Ya Allah, wherever my presence is, Ya Allah, make the beginning and the end of it upon what? Upon sidq. So we have here a dua in the Quran upon the tongue of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whatever I do, wherever I go, make it a going of honesty, a leaving of truth. My actions should always be actions of sidq. The third level, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, bashir alladhina amanu anna lahum qadama sidqin 'inda rabbihim. Give good tidings to the believers that they shall have a footing of sidq, meaning your foot is going to be firm upon sidq. Our scholars mention this is on the day of judgment. If you lived your life upon sidq, then you will stand in front of Allah with sidq. And this is what is mentioned in the Quran. Maqama sidqin. You are standing at standing of truth. And that will be on the day of judgment. So what happens when you speak the truth and act the truth and then stand in front of Allah upon the truth? You will enter that abode of Jannah. And what did Allah call that abode of Jannah? Fi maq'adi sidqin 'inda malikin muqtadir. Even Jannah is called the abode of sidq. Maq'ad is a place where you rest, a place where you sit down. After your toiling, after your tongue, after your actions, after your standing on the day of judgment, what will be the final result? Peace and sitting down. Fi maq'adi. You're going to be sitting down in an abode. An abode of what? Fi maq'adi sidqin. It will be an abode of honesty, sincerity. In Jannah, there are no lies. In Jannah, the liars don't enter. In Jannah, no evil people are there. It is maq'adi sidqin. And where is it? عند مليك مقتدر. In front of the King of Kings, who is all powerful. So Jannah is called the abode of sidq. And it is called the place that will be under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how did we get there? by believing with honesty and speaking with honesty and acting with honesty. When we do that, we will stand in front of Allah, the standing of honesty, and then we will be resting in Jannah, the resting of honesty. Realize, dear Muslims, that sidq is a perpetual state. We must constantly monitor our thoughts, our speech, and our actions. We must try our best to never say or do something that is deceitful or dishonest or a lie. And when we do so, bit by bit, what is going to happen? Allah says in the Quran regarding the Day of Judgment, هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. Today, on the Day of Judgment, those that were honest, their honesty will benefit them. In this world, you might lose a lot by telling the truth. In this world, you might lose a business transaction. People might say something negative if you speak the truth. In this world, you might fail a little bit. But Allah says on the Day of Judgment, هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. Today is the day those that were truthful and honest, their honesty is going to benefit them. That is the day we need to look forward to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran. And may He make us of those who His verses they understand and apply His halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah, al-Wahid, al-Ahad, al-Samad, al-Ladhi lam yalid, wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, wa ba'du. Of the most simple and beautiful stories of the seerah that demonstrates what happens when you are truthful is the story of Ka'b ibn Malik and what happened in the incident of Tabuk. We don't have time to go into all of the details, but in that episode or in that story of the seerah, one of the Sahaba had the opportunity to give a false lie in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if he did so, he thought he could be saved from a type of worldly punishment. But his conscience, Allah blessed him, and he said, no, I'm going to tell the truth. And he told the truth that, Ya Rasulullah, I was too lazy to go to Tabuk. I have no excuse. That was the thing. Some of the people lied. They said, I have medical emergency, my wife is sick, our gardens have to be harvested. They made an excuse, which was a lie. Ka'b ibn Malik had the opportunity. He could have lied. But he said, no, I'm going to tell the truth. And Allah Azza wa Jal revealed a type of worldly punishment that, yani, they have to be no boycotting and talking for a period of time. And Ka'b himself, he said, this was the worst time of my life, the most difficult time of my life, where even the Prophet ﷺ boycotted me. My own relatives and family, his wife was told to leave him, but he remained firm. He was tempted by the Emperor of Rome. He wrote him a letter and he said, we heard that your own Prophet has abandoned you. Come, we shall honor you. And he said, this is another test from Allah, and I shall remain honest to Allah, sincere to Allah. So he passed by that test. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, because of that, verses that we recite to this day in Surah Tawbah. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. There were three of them, and Ka'a was the most famous amongst them. Those three of them that did not have an excuse, and they thought that they would be destroyed and this world would not be enough to have space for them. Allah Azza wa Jal says, because they were honest and truthful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them. And so Allah revealed the forgiveness of Ka'ab in the Quran. And Ka'ab then said, Ya Rasulullah, this has taught me one thing, and I promise you that I'm going to live by that thing to the best of my ability. What was it? Ka'ab said, it has taught me that honesty will always save us in the end. Not lying, not cheating, not being deceitful. It has taught me, Ya Rasulullah, that being honest and truthful will always allow us to be successful. So I promise you, Ya Rasulullah, that as long as I live, I will try my best to never utter one falsehood. And Ka'ab narrated this hadith many, many years later. And he said, Allah tested me many times, but I have, inshallah, lived up to that promise. That's the reality of the iman of the Sahaba. We should learn from that lesson, dear Muslims. Be honest, be truthful, and be with those who are righteous, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write you amongst the righteous. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la tar'a fi hadha al-yawm dhamman illa ghafarta, wa la hamman illa farajta, wa la daynan illa qadayta, wa la maridan illa shafayta, wa la asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman, wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lil ladhina amanu, rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam. الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه وجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون، يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا.